FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Health Professions Council of South Africa says a bogus medical practitioner is currently in police custody in Durban. The man, who was allegedly running a practice in Chatsworth, was nabbed by officials and police officers this week. In a statement, the HPCSA says their officials uncovered unlawful medical activities at the medical centre where the suspect was found practicing without registration. He was arrested on site and has been charged with fraud and contravening of the Health Professions Act. He's due to appear in court soon. And KZN transport officials are warning motorists to exercise patience and caution with wet weather conditions expected to continue throughout the day. Thousands of travellers continue to descend on the province for the Easter long weekend. Officials say they expect major highways like the N3 and N2 to continue seeing higher traffic volumes. Two major collisions have already been reported on the N3 South. Almost 1,000 vehicles an hour were recorded coming into KwaZulu-Natal yesterday. Officials say this will likely continue this morning. Now, law enforcement officers have promised they'll be on the roads to clamp down on any lawlessness this long weekend. They held a major roadblock at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza yesterday, where two arrests were made, one involving an alleged stolen vehicle. At the same time, the Federated Hospitality Association of South Africa says popular luxury accommodations are already fully booked in KZN for this Easter period. FIDASA's Brett Tange.
If we put March and April this year together, we're definitely down on last year. In terms of if we're just looking at the Easter period, I think we'll be the same as last year, possibly a little bit down.
To the Eastern Cape, police have arrested a 54-year-old man in connection with a fatal shooting at the Walter Sisulu University's Umtata campus. The suspect, reportedly a residence manager, surrendered to authorities yesterday. He faces charges of murder and attempted murder following the death of a 24-year-old third-year student during a protest over residence conditions. The incident has sparked outrage and calls for justice. And finally, America's military says it's destroyed a key Yemeni fuel port as it targets the country's Houthi rebels, with 38 people reportedly killed. Washington has hammered the Houthis with near-daily airstrikes since March 15th in a bid to end their attacks on civilian shipping and military vessels in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. The rebels began their attacks in late 2023, claiming solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Looking at your weather today, KZN, rain expected to continue throughout the day, Durban a high of 23, Richards Bay 25, Margate and Ulundi 22, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith 20, Newcastle 19, Underberg, Cockstead and Moy River 17. We've got 3 metre high sea swells at the Durban beach this morning, with sunset at 33 minutes past 5. Cape Town 26, Johannesburg 14. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.